The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
So tonight we light the first Ner of Chanukah, and let's share a thought. I think a fundamental and very important thought on Chanukah. What is it all about? What was the decree of the Avonim? And what did the Chashmonaim fight for? So we know that unlike the Romans and the Bavliim, the Babylonians, unlike Haman, the Amei Mordechai of Esther, that was out to annihilate, to murder, to kill, to destroy, the Avonim were not out to destroy Klal Yisrael, but rather Lashkicham Terosecho Olavira Machukar Tzenecho. Gazru al Chodesh Shabbos Vemila. Why did they specify Chodesh Shabbos Vemila? What was it all about? So let me share a feeling. Timu Kol Hashmanim. They were Metame, the oil. If they didn't want the Jews to light the menorah samar, they could just destroy the menorah, burn the oil, or spill out the oil to Nachal Kidron. They didn't destroy the oil, they just impurified it. Kisvo al keren ashor she'ein lechem chelek be'elokei Yisrael. That's a medrash, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. The Greeks darkened the eyes of Israel. How? They said, Kisvol Keren Ashor. Ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. So obviously this gzeira, this decree was something terrible. What does it mean? And which oxen? And why Keren Ashor? Why the horns of an axe? So obviously the horns of an ox are the most obvious feature of an ox. So why not the tails of the horses? Snavasus, Osnei HaChamor, a donkey has big ears. Which shor are we talking about? Keren HaShor. The Avonim did not destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It was in their power to do so. But unlike the Babylonians, unlike the Greeks, they didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. What did they do? They breached the walls in 13 different places, Yud Gimel Peretz. Why 13? No number in Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, in our fundamental history, no number is coincidental. There must be a reason, Yud Gimel Peretz. And there must be a reason because the Mishnah says, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel Masechet Tamid, that when the Chashmonaim were victorious, they were metaken Yud Gimel Shtachavoyes keneged Yud Gimel Peretz, against the 13 breaches that the Yevonim breached the walls. The Chashmonaim were metaken 13 times. The Kohenim bowed down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. So there must be significance in the number 13. My feeling is this. Unlike many of the early nations and early peoples, the Greeks were the smart ones. The Greeks gave many gifts to the world. And Western civilization fundamentally is based to a great extent on the early Greeks. They gave the world democracy, literature, art, many other fundamental aspects of what the Western world, what the modern world is today. So the Greeks weren't as brutal as many of the other early peoples. And the Greeks, being an enlightened nation, admired the Jews. But they couldn't accept the Jewish notion that we are a chosen people, that we stand apart. Shor, we find an amazing medrash in Vayikra. Shor u rosh l'kol ha-korbanot. The oxen is the most important of all the sacrifices that we brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And why is that? Moshe LaMatrenusa, the queen, there were some rumors that she was disloyal to the king. And some of the king's deputies and advisors and senators demanded that he divorce her and throw her out. Kill her, destroy her, punish her. And the king said, I do not believe that she was disloyal. I will check this out thoroughly. And he did. And he found that she was totally loyal. And she did not betray him. And he said, I will keep my beloved queen. And the Yom HaSoroilam argued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they betrayed you. They made an egel. They have forsaken what the gifts that you gave them. Throw them out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bodak, V'loy Motzu Behem Ravav, Lefichach Nasa Shor, Rosh L'Kol HaKarbonos. The oxen, which is associated with the egel, with the calf, is Rosh L'Kol HaKarbonos. That is to prove that Klal Yisrael are still the Am Nivcha. We are the chosen people. Egel aside, we did not betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is why the Shor is Rosh L'Kol HaKarbonos. So the Greeks told the Jews, you have a need to worship. We all have. It is something essential in human nature. But don't you think you are different than all the others? We will not destroy your Beis HaMikdash, and we will let you keep on bringing your sacrifices on the condition. Kizvu al keren ha'shor she'ein lechem chelek be'elokei Yisrael. What does this expression mean, chelek be'elokei Yisrael? It means that we are chelkoi v'nachlosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen lot. We and we alone are his children. We are family. All the others are precious. Chov avodim shenivru betzelem. Chibi yaseira noidas li yisrael. Shenikru bonim lemokoim. Shenatlu klei chemdo. That's a Mishnah peregim al avavois. So the Greek said, we will let you bring your sacrifices, bring your karbonis. But we insist al keren ashor, which is the most important of your karbonis. You should inscribe, we are not chelkoi v'nachlosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the expression, ein lanu chelek be'elokei Yisrael. They didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but they breached the walls in 13 different places. Why 13? 13 is our magic number. 13 defines who we are. 13 puts us apart.
Kol Halashon.
13 is our magic number. And no one else has part in it. Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyre Nidreshes Bohem. That's the fundament, the basis of Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh is unique for us. Other peoples read the Bible. Some great Achroinim Paskin that Goyim are entitled to learn Torah Shebichsav. The Isser to teach Torah to Goyim refers to Torah Shebal Peh. And the Gemara in Gittin Dav Samach says, "Le'koras Hakadosh Baruch Hu brisim Yisrael elu b'shvil Torah Shebal Peh." And the very fundamental idea of Torah Shebal Peh is Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyre Nidreshes Bem. Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim is a secret formula that Hakadosh Baruch Hu reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu, and asks Moshe Rabbeinu pass it on to our people. Bekol Eis Sheyasa Lefonei Kaseder Hazeh Ani Moichal Avoinoi Seyem. That is for us and for no one else. Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna, formulated by the Rambam. So one of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is Avodah Zorah, but they do not need to believe in Yud Gimel Ikrim. That is what the Rambam formulated for us and for us alone. So it's Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman, Yud Gimel Midrash Torah Nedreshes, Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna. What else is Yud Gimel? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is perhaps the most important posuk in the entirety of Tanakh. Hundreds of thousands went to their death in Kiddush Hashem with this posuk on their lips. Every Jew hopes to give his neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Echad is begematria Yud Gimel. Every Jewish child is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim at his bar mitzvah, Yud Gimel. So Yud Gimel is the number. It is our defining number. Yud Gimel sets us apart. And what will be amazing to all of you is to learn Rashi and Pashas V'zois HaBrocha. Rashi says, Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol had 13 children. 12, Ve'elozor Shokol Keneged Kulam. That one family that fought the Greeks, they were 13. So 13 is unique. 13 is special. So I don't know whether the Greeks were aware of what 13 means to us. Afal gav de'iu lo chazi, mazle chazi. 3 years ago, I spent a lot of time in Manhattan, in Sloan Kettering, various different buildings, and I visited many skyscrapers, office buildings, hospitals, and I became aware of a fascinating fact. In most of these buildings, there is no 13th floor. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then we skip over to 14, 15, and up. Looking for the 13th floor is futile. Why is that? So it was told to me that they're afraid of that number. It's a bad omen. They're right. 13 is our magical number. It sets us apart. The number 13 means Atu b'chartona makolo amem ohavto oisono verutzisu bon. Where did they breach those 13 peretzes? So the Mishnah says in the Sorag. Do you know what the Sorag was? It's somewhat of a mystery. Harabayis had a huge wall. The Koysel HaMaravi is part of the wall of Har HaBayis. The Azora was surrounded by walls. And then the Beis HaMikdash was a building with a roof as well, not only walls. Where was the Sorag? The Sorag was right next to the Choyma of the Azora, inside the Azora. What was the need for the Sorag? Chuvis Ramami Pano Simen Tzadik Chet. The Ramami Pano explains, and we find the same in Tosis Yom Tov and in Bir Hagra, Perush Hagra, Perik Beis Mishneh Gimel Masechet Midas. The Sarag was the boundary. Up to here, non-Jews are entitled to enter. From the Sarag and in, only Jews. The Sarag, once again, is the dividing factor between Jews and non-Jews. The Sorag sets us apart. And that is the Said, Yud Gimel Peretzes. Not in the Choyim of Harabayis, not in the Choyim of the Azora. Those breaches were not to make it easier for them to get in or get out. No, the Sorag was a flimsy little beautiful wall. It wasn't a wall of steel or stone. The Sorag is symbolic. It sets apart Jews from non-Jews, and it is there that the Yevonim had Yud Gimel Peretzes, Yud Gimel, not 12 and not 14, but 13. So that is the way I understand Chanukah. Keren Ashor, and that is the darkness that the Greeks tried to set upon the Jewish people. Hechshichu Einayim Shel Yisrael. So then these days, we need to strengthen Kirvas Elohim and the Vekas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and strengthen our conviction and our feeling, which is not only a privilege but an obligation. It's not only a schus but a chayv or a responsibility. We are the chosen people, and we are chosen to serve, not only to receive amazing gifts, but to serve. All the others of Sheva Mitzvahs, we have Tariyag, 613, 24-7, Machshove Dibo V'maisa. And we should cherish the fact that we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. All the others Nivru B'Tzelem, but we alone are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's family. And that is what Chanukah is all about. So when we light these beautiful Neres Chanukah, we should rededicate and redevote our neshamas, our very being, to Kirvus Elokim, to Avodas Hashem, to Talmud Torah, to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, because we are the ones. Atu b'chartona makaruamim, ahavto isonu, verotzisu banu. So let us hope and daven that b'korah b'yameinu we'll see the Kohen Gadol, b'beis HaMikdash, meitav v'madlekes haneres shel menorah samor, b'bi'az goel tzedek, b'mehero v'yameinu amen. You should all have a list of Chanukah and a beautiful Shabbos.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.